Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, AI Productivity Blueprint, the complete guide to using artificial intelligence to work smarter, automate your life. And Achi by Christopher Sutton appears to be a practical nonfiction guide in the fast-growing AI productivity category. Publicly available detail about the specific volume is limited, so the safest reading is based on its stated subject and positioning rather than unverified chapter claims. The book is aimed at readers who want to use artificial intelligence as a working tool, rather than study it as a technical field. Its purpose is to translate AI into everyday productivity practices, including smarter work habits, task automation, and more efficient personal routines. Within its genre, the book fits alongside applied guides to generative AI, prompt use, workflow design, and digital automation. Its value is likely in organizing these ideas into an accessible blueprint for non-technical users who need practical orientation in a rapidly changing tool landscape. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, treating artificial intelligence as a practical productivity system. The central theme suggested by AI Productivity Blueprint is the shift from viewing artificial intelligence as an abstract technology to using it as a daily productivity system. This distinction matters because many readers encounter AI through impressive demonstrations, but struggle to convert those demonstrations into repeatable work benefits. A productivity-focused guide must therefore emphasize use cases such as drafting, summarizing, planning, organizing information, comparing options, and reducing repetitive digital labor. The practical reasoning is that AI becomes valuable when it is embedded in ordinary workflows rather than used only for isolated experiments. For a professional, this could mean using AI to structure a report before writing, extract key points from notes, or create first-pass outlines that save cognitive effort. For personal life, it could mean organizing schedules, preparing checklists, or simplifying routine decisions. The blueprint concept implies a structured approach: identify recurring tasks, determine where AI can assist, apply the tool, and review the output. This framing is more useful than treating AI as a replacement for skill, because it presents AI as an augmenting layer that increases speed and consistency while still depending on human goals and judgment. Secondly, prompt design is the bridge between intention and useful output. Any guide to working smarter with AI depends on the idea that results are shaped by the clarity of the request. Prompt design is not merely a technical trick. It is the practical bridge between a user intention and a usable output. Poor instructions often produce vague, generic, or misdirected responses, while better instructions define the role, task, audience, constraints, tone, format, and expected level of detail. This is especially important for productivity, because the goal is not to be impressed by AI, but to reduce rework. A strong prompt can turn a broad need, such as "help me write an email," into a targeted task with context, objective, recipient, length, and desired outcome. The reasoning is straightforward. AI systems respond to patterns in the input, so clearer patterns produce more controllable results. For readers who are not programmers, prompt design offers an accessible way to improve performance without understanding model architecture. In a book positioned as a complete guide, this topic is likely foundational because every later use, from automation to planning, depends on the ability to give precise instructions and evaluate whether the response fits the intended purpose. Thirdly, automating recurring work and personal routines with AI assistance. The phrase "automate your life" points to one of the most concrete dimensions of AI productivity, identifying recurring activities that can be delegated, simplified, or partially systematized. Automation does not need to mean building complex software. For many readers, it begins with repeatable templates, AI-generated checklists, calendar planning, email drafts, meeting summaries, task prioritization, or standard operating procedures for recurring responsibilities. The reasoning behind this approach is that productivity gains are largest where small time savings recur frequently. A single AI-generated plan may save minutes, but a repeatable workflow used daily can reshape how much attention remains for higher-value work. In a professional setting, automation can help with intake forms, customer response drafts, research summaries, documentation, and project status updates. In personal routines, it can support meal planning, travel preparation, budgeting categories, study schedules, or household task coordination. The important boundary is that automation should reduce friction without removing accountability. Readers benefit most when they first map their routines, distinguish judgment-heavy tasks from administrative tasks, and then apply AI where the output can be reviewed quickly. This makes automation practical, measurable, and less likely to create hidden errors. Fourthly, balancing speed gains with verification and human judgment. A responsible AI productivity framework must address the limits of automation as carefully as its benefits. AI tools can generate fluent text, plausible summaries, and confident recommendations, but fluency is not the same as accuracy. For productivity, this creates a specific risk. A task may appear completed faster while transferring hidden verification work to the user. The practical solution is not to avoid AI, but to define where human judgment remains essential. Outputs involving facts, numbers, legal issues, medical issues, financial decisions, hiring, public communication, or sensitive personal data require checking beyond the AI response itself. Even routine work benefits from review criteria such as factual accuracy, relevance, tone, completeness, and alignment with the original objective. This topic is important because productivity books can overstate time savings if they ignore correction costs. A balanced approach treats AI as a drafting, organizing, and ideation assistant rather than an unquestioned authority. The user remains responsible for goals, ethics, context, and final decisions. In this sense, working smarter means designing a workflow where AI handles low-friction generation and organization, while the human preserves control over quality, risk, privacy, and meaning. Lastly, building repeatable AI habits instead of chasing new tools. The word blueprint suggests that the book is less about isolated tips and more about creating a repeatable method for using AI. This is an important distinction in a category crowded with fast-moving tools, features, and platforms. Tool lists become outdated quickly, but habits of task analysis remain useful even as software changes. A durable AI productivity habit begins by asking what outcome is needed, what information is available, what format the result should take, and what standard will determine whether the output is good enough. Readers can then create reusable prompts, workflow templates, review checklists, and automation routines. This habit-based approach prevents AI use from becoming random experimentation. It also helps users choose tools more rationally, since the question becomes whether a tool improves an established process rather than whether it seems novel. For professionals and everyday users, consistency is usually more valuable than occasional dramatic results. By turning AI use into a structured practice, a productivity guide can help readers move from curiosity to competence. The broader implication is that the main advantage comes not from knowing every new AI feature, but from integrating a small set of reliable uses into daily work. In conclusion, AI Productivity Blueprint is best suited for readers who want a practical entry point into using artificial intelligence for work and everyday organization without needing a technical background. It will likely be most useful to professionals, freelancers, students, small business owners, and general readers who already use digital tools but have not yet developed a systematic AI workflow. The practical benefit is orientation readers can learn to think in terms of tasks, prompts, routines, review standards, and automation opportunities rather than treating AI as a novelty. The intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of how productivity changes when software can draft, summarize, classify, plan, and assist with decisions at speed. Compared with more technical AI books, its likely distinction is accessibility and applied focus. Compared with simple prompt collections, the blueprint framing suggests a broader concern with building repeatable systems for smarter work and personal automation. Its realistic value is not in promising effortless transformation, but in helping readers identify where AI can save time, where it requires supervision, and how to turn scattered experiments into consistent habits. In a crowded category, that practical system-building focus is what makes the book stand out. If you would like to support Christopher Sutton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.